Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, December 23rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Bon Obercastle Dog. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into fascinating Wikipedia articles, uncovering layers of history, science, and compelling narratives that shape our understanding of the world. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're exploring an intriguing mystery from the past that links humans and our canine companions in a way that's both ancient and enduring. Today, we're talking about the Bon Obercastle dog. Now, if you're not familiar with this unique find, don't worry. You're in for a fascinating ride through prehistoric times. So let's go back in time to the Upper Paleolithic period, around 14,000 years ago. Imagine Europe in this era. It was a landscape profoundly different from what we know today. The Ice Age was receding. Human societies were evolving. And amidst this shifting background, people of this era had already started to form bonds with animals. In 1914, near the city of Bonn in Germany, the remains that would captivate historians and archaeologists alike were discovered. These weren't just any remains, but those of a human burial site, including two human skeletons and a small canine. As if from a page of history that merged seamlessly into a story yet to be fully understood, these remains were incredibly well preserved. Now, one of the key components that makes the Bon Obercastle dog stand out is how it served as one of the earliest evidence of dog domestication. It is considered the earliest known domestic dog ever found alongside humans. Let's pause a moment to consider that fact, the earliest known domestic dog. To me, that's astounding. This discovery bestows a glimpse into the ancient relationship between humans and dogs, highlighting not just a practical partnership, but possibly emotional bonds that could date back tens of thousands of years. The dog was found alongside the human remains and had been buried with the same type of grave goods, showing a level of respect and significance attributed to it. Why do you think these early humans would include a dog in a burial? And why with such visible signs of respect? The burial arrangement itself raises questions about the nature of prehistoric life and death, about the beliefs and rituals of those early societies. It sparks an interesting thought. What role did dogs play in the lives of prehistoric peoples? Were they simply hunting partners and guards? Or were they, as they are often today, seen as companions and family? From a scientific standpoint, the Bon Obercastle dog provides invaluable DNA data, offering insights into evolutionary advancements. Genetic analysis has shown that modern dogs likely have multiple ancestors from different geographic locations, indicating complex domestication events rather than a single point of origin. The Bon Obercastle find plays a crucial role in these studies by providing concrete data from well-preserved ancient remains. Of course, this brings us to reflect on how far we have come with genetic and archaeological science. Consider the technological advances that allow us to extract and analyze ancient DNA, tracing the canine lineage back thousands of years. Here, science becomes a tool to reconnect threads of our shared history that seemed long lost to time, something to ponder over. If given the opportunity, what would you ask the people of Bon Obercastle about their connection to the dog they chose to bury with respect akin to their own kind? What would they say about the role this animal played in their daily lives? One particularly intriguing aspect of the Bon Obercastle dog is what it tells us about human migration. The presence of domesticated dogs alongside early humans suggests that as humans traveled and settled, they brought their canine companions with them. It exemplifies the role of dogs in early society as facilitators of survival and adaptation. In today's fast-evolving society, where technology and innovation shape our lives, this story from the past serves as a reminder of the long-standing interconnectivity of humanity and the natural world. It's a testament to how relationships forged out of necessity can evolve into connections of loyalty and affection. Before we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with this question. What do the ancient bonds between humans and dogs say about our need for companionship and cooperation? needs that transcend species and time. How do these partnerships impact our ethical views on animal rights and welfare today? Remember, stories like the Bonober Castle dog not only illuminate our history, but also inspire us to reflect on our own lives, urging us to consider the lessons learned and how they can influence our interactions with the world around us. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring, questioning, and connecting, because the past often holds the key to understanding our future. I'm Alloy, signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Bonn Obercastle Dog. Thanks for listening. See you next time.